So go walk
Some
in,
black.
put some life into your system. I'll be right back.
Aw, dang.
Hold on. There's a long story before that happened. Lego.
Donnie, count us down as your top five rap songs.
First of the month and everything to do with Bone, Lego.
That's only two.
No. Everything to do with Bone. That's all they CDs.
Oh, okay. So say let go again.
Lego.
Trophy hoarder, show where you won't get bored. I'm honestly, bored. I can't believe it made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Study D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, we some bastards. Cool, we just being nuts, no fuss. He be back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd, we listen to the show. You were still on top, don't kill a long way. Well, kind of soda, let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 91. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Alex.
You know, I didn't hear the word Coolio or the name Coolio anywhere in there, Donnie.
What do you mean? You know, Coolio is not a bone. What are you talking about?
You are done. He said name your top five favorite rap songs, and Coolio is nowhere in there. I don't feel like I don't know you anymore, Donnie.
First of all, I don't
know. No, first of all. First of all, you are bullshit, sir. You are bullshit.
I never heard of a song called Coolio. I heard of a rapper called Coolio.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Wait a second. Never heard of a song called Coolio, but I said name your top five rap songs, and you said everything bone. So you didn't even name their songs. You named a band.
First of the month. I say a first of the month, and then everything bone.
Right. So not only did you only mention one song, but then you mentioned a band. Well, I don't know if you can call them a band because they don't actually play instruments.
It's kind of like a rap group, I guess.
Yeah, they're a musical group.
Okay, fine. At this point in time, I'm going to replay my countdown.
Dang on, white boys. First in the month, I'm Mr. Buzz, Notorious Thugs, I'ma Tell, Bone Thug Music. Like they know anything about what I'm talking about anyway. Leg out.
There you go. You guys happy now? Are you guys happy now?
All right, Dottie, you basically already introduced yourself, but go ahead.
What up, dope peoples? Talking to me about some bone, man. I just got from this bump of some bone.
You could at least say bone thugs, dude.
No, he's got to keep it thug.
That's right, bone know me. I calls them by bone. They know who I'm talking about. If I just say, hey, what up, dope bone, they know I'm talking about crazy. If I say, what up, dope bone, they know I'm saying, what up, dope busy. If I say, what up, dope bone, they say, hey, you talking to lazy. See, they know. They know me.
All right.
Donnie, I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Of course, white boy.
Oh, that's racist. You are racist.
Why does the color of my skin that got to determine my musical knowledge?
It's about time that I had to go throw some racist in them and hear it.
Yeah.
Because you guys been racist towards me for over 90 episodes.
Don't you smack me with a racist newspaper there, jerk.
All right.
I don't say anything racist ever.
And also with us, RC Stash.
Oh, am I not enjoined in the racist?
Well.
Thank God.
I'm not doing any racist comments. Tricky staying out of that situation.
Oh, so there's no Spanish comments, I see. All right, we're good.
You have to be racist.
Yes, sure. Tricky does not recognize you, Stash.
I know it's
that's
a shame.
Racist right there.
Yeah, there's no racist versus the Spanish Puerto Ricans, but you know the black people, he's all down.
I never made a racist comment in my life.
You know that's what? I don't believe that for a second.
Well, excuse me, I never said a racist comment on the podcast in my life.
I do.
All right, let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 22, total trophies of 40 to 10, and still 30 plats. What about you, Donnie?
I haven't played a single game since last podcast and before that. So I'm at the same as that level.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
So basically, we can skip you when we come to what we're playing.
Yeah.
Alex, what about you?
I have level 18, and I am at 29 platinums and total trophies of 2950. So basically a whole lot of jack shit and nothing since last time we talked.
All right.
That's becoming a recurring theme because like, until I get that platinum for The Walking Dead, I'm not getting shit for platinums.
Well, good news is you'll probably get that platinum next month.
Yeah, see, I've already finished episode 4, The Walking Dead, so...
I haven't even started episode 2 yet.
Well, we know why. It's because you're waiting to play all of them
yep.
at the same time.
Stash, what about you? What are your trophies looking like, buddy?
I'm level 7, lucky number 7. Total trophy count of 302 and a big old goose egg for plats, but I will be getting The Walking Dead plat because all you have to do is complete the game.
Goose egg for plats.
We are all waiting around for that platinum.
Well, you guys will get it before me because I have to go through 4 episodes to get it. Where you guys only have to go through 1.
Well no, like I actually haven't played 3 or 4 yet.
Well, I gotta go through 3.
But I gotta bang that out tonight.
Donnie actually has to go buy the game so he can get his plat.
No, I actually already have all of them, the bundle thingy.
Can I just gripe about The Walking Dead real quick? Not about the game itself.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, when The Walking Dead was announced that it was going to be a 5-part series, they went on the store and they sold the first episode by itself, and then they sold the bundle pass for $20, which gave you a $5 discount about buying all 5 episodes.
Yeah.
So basically, you buy 4, you get 1 free.
Yeah.
The next month, they gave away the first 2 episodes for free in the
PS Plus.
Yeah.
So now, for everybody that's PlayStation Plus, they can turn around and buy episodes 3, 4, and 5 separately and spend $5 less than everybody that bought the season pass.
Yeah, to me, to PlayStation Plus.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, but I'm also paying $60 a year for PlayStation Plus. I'm not saying that $60 isn't worth it, because 60? I get a lot of free shit.
Well, it's 50.
It's 50. I thought it was 60.
The other... they made Puerto Ricans pay more. That is wrong.
Yeah. The Spanish pay more. No, it's but honestly, though, the only reason why I played the first 2 episodes is because I got them for free. But I was actually inclined to actually finish it because I did like the story from the first 2 episodes.
Well, I mean, that's why they gave the first 2 episodes for free. But the point is you sell the season pass, and then a month later... You give everybody that's PlayStation Plus, basically, you know, you're basically saying, okay, everybody that already bought it, because, you know, we've said on the show, when The Walking Dead came onto the PlayStation Store, more people bought the season pass than bought the first episode individually. So everybody already had, you know, their confidence inside of Telltale, and they already got their money, and then they turn around and say, okay, you guys can have this for free.
Well, you know, I still think, though, that even if it's... I mean, when they did release them on the PlayStation Plus, it was a while. They were out for quite some time.
They were out for 2 months.
Before they actually came out for free.
For 2 months. Yeah,
how much? 3 months?
2 months.
2 months. So, for 2 months, and how much did the games cost at the beginning? It was $5 per episode? $10 per episode?
$5 an episode.
Okay. So, I mean, you're getting $10 for free... But I don't know. I think it's fair though. I mean, like, we didn't get to play it the day it came out. You know, people who really love The Walking Dead, they want it that day. But I will say one thing though is like they have now the game for like the iOS. You can get it for $15 for everything.
All 5 episodes?
All 4.
Oh, they only have 4 on the iOS?
It's a bundle pack. It's not like the season pass.
I gotcha.
But I mean
I bought the season pass. I bought the bundle, so I paid $20 for the bundle instead of buying the first episode. So I'm paying essentially $5 more than anyone who got them the 2 for free and then are buying the ones after. I really don't have a problem with it because that's what we expect. I mean, it's like, you know, you buy a game and then it goes on sale for PlayStation Plus later on down the road, or if people get it for free, you know, we got to come to expect that. I mean, that happens all the time in the business world. You buy something and it seems like the next day it goes on sale and, you know, it's like you can't recoup that money. It's just like, well, I wanted this product. I was willing to go out and buy it. So there's really no way I can complain about it.
Well, yeah, cool. I understand that. I bought the season pass for The Walking Dead and in my mind, as I'm buying it, I'm going, there's no way they're going to give this away on Plus anytime soon. This game is too good. They're going to hold back. Because normally they wait a while to give away a good game. So I didn't feel bad. Because even if they give it away next year, I wouldn't have felt slighted. But the fact that, you know, the sales proved that they got this, you know, they got the season pass money. And then you're going to give it away. So everybody that was just PlayStation Plus only has to pay $15 for them, where you already got your $20 from everybody else that initially bought it. To me, that was just a little scummy the way they did that.
Is there anything that we don't already know about Plus? That's what I'm asking.
Is there anything we don't already know?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you pretty much...
Okay, so let's move on then.
All right. So, Donnie, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Netflix, YouTube.
That Netflix, that's a first-person viewer, right?
Yep.
I don't know, man. That's split screen, bro. That's split screen.
No, I like those first-person shooters and stuff and viewers, Netflix.
The first-person viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about viewfinders here? Like those things you can look inside and see like pictures of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse at like the Grand Canyon and crap.
Hulu is even pretty good. I played that a couple times.
How is that?
I watched a whole entire new series of this new anime that I got hooked on Hulu.
Can we turn this into what, Donnie, what are you watching on Hulu?
All right, Donnie, what have you been watching on Hulu?
I'm watching this new, it's not new, but it's new to me because I haven't seen it before. It's this anime called...
Dragon Ball Z?
No, I got those on DVD, the whole entire series. Thank you very much. But it's called Kenichi, the
best... History's Strongest Disciple?
Yeah, History's Strongest Disciple. Yeah,
you're going to be really upset because they canceled the anime.
Well, it was only a 50 episode anime. Well, they finished it at least. At least I got the
chance. No. They finished the first season.
Okay, the first season, yes, because He did say the very last sentence in that was made me kind of mad because I want more. Listen, now.
If you really enjoyed watching the anime, I'm going to throw this out there for you. If you really enjoyed watching it, you can read the manga.
See, it doesn't come in audio.
Well, no, it makes you have to read, Donnie, and maybe that's a good thing. And guess what? It even makes it so even if you're dyslexic, you could read from right to left, and it's perfect.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give it a try now.
All right. Stash, what have you been playing?
Well, obviously, Mr. Burning Fury, a.k.a. Burning Sensation, has been playing the DCUO.
Wait, Burning Sensation?
Yes. Okay. It's on the website.
That's what you're claiming?
You got like a disease there? An STD there?
No.
Stop messing with them nasty girls, man.
You got to step up to the $50 hookers there, Stash.
Nah, man. It's only 50 cents. Only 50 cents.
Oh, no, man. No.
Anyway, I've been playing DCUO.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, that's not surprising. What? Oh, well, I've been playing the Borderlands, but that's not for sharing. That's not for sharing, because it wasn't PlayStation.
It doesn't matter. You've been playing Borderlands.
Well, I've been doing the Pirate's Booty DLC. Actually, a little upset about it.
Tell us why you're upset about it.
I love how Stash paused like he needed our permission to rant about it.
Apparently he's never been on an episode of Trophy Horse before.
No, pretty much the reason why I was pissed about it was because the actual DLC is not that long and is very fucking easy. But they have two invincible bosses in there that are the hardest pieces of shit I've ever seen.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'll tell you how I really feel. I play a commando and I have we have killed the invincible people before, so it's not that bad. But, when you kill the invincible people, you get Seraph Crystals, and you get, like, these pink guns that are really good, but actually they kind of suck. They're iffy. But the DLC as a whole was pretty good. Like, the story behind it's actually kind of fun. So, yeah, I've been, like, blowing through Borderlands. I play League of Legends, but that's for the PC. So anyone who's probably listening to this probably doesn't play it. And if they do, God bless them.
Also, if anybody who's podcasting right now probably doesn't play it, besides you.
Actually, not on this show.
Yeah, see? I was right.
All right.
Well, if I was mad, silent, and done, just like, yeah. Nobody else does.
All right. All right, you been playing anything else? That's enough. It, bro. All right, what about you, Alex? What have you been playing?
Nothing really during the week. Mostly what I played was during Extra Life. A lot of it, Resident Evil 6 was probably the newest thing I played, but it basically just a whole bunch of old things. Like I went back and I went old school, played some Streets of Rage 2 and some Golden Axe. I played some Blur, some Resident Evil 5. So I played, one really cool game that I got to spend a lot of time with. Spent a lot of time playing Little Big Planet 2 and then Rayman Origins. That game is pretty cool. I've always heard good stuff about it, but it's one of those games I just kind of passed up, never really played, but that game is hard, like viciously hard at points. So if you're trying to do a 24-hour gaming marathon, you're getting towards the end, you're playing Rayman Origins, shit, you're in trouble.
All right.
You got that old school back in the day horror to it.
That old, oh yeah, it's like that old like Donkey Kong Country Returns.
I have played something else.
I'm sorry, let's go back to Stash.
I have been playing Rayman Jungle Run on the iOS, and that shit is mad fun.
Obviously, didn't leave a humongous impression on you since you didn't mention it at first.
Is it hard?
If you want to get like all the like 100% completion, it's really hard. But if you just want to like breeze through and just like complete all the levels, it's kind of easy. But I know we have a review on ProvenGamer.com. I forgot who wrote it, but they gave it, I think it was like a 9 out of 10 or a 5 out of 5, whichever month it was in. So it
wasn't me, but I did the review pick, so go there and check it out.
The
review
Donnie did the picture.
Yeah, even if you don't read, at least check out the pictures.
All right, back to you, Alex. You playing anything else?
Nope, not a whole lot else, just that.
All right, and I have been playing Treasures of Montezuma Blitz on the Vita, and I've also been playing The Amazing Spider-Man.
Really?
And I have to say, I did get it with, a little
hesitation.
Yeah, because it was on my Gamefly list, and Gamefly sent it to me instead of sending me the game that I really wanted. So I popped it in, not really sure what to expect, and I have to tell you, it's really a solid game. I like it.
That's what most of the Spider-Man games are actually pretty decent.
It's just like any other Spider-Man: web sling, fight bad guys in the air with webs.
Yeah, but you know what? When you get the movie games, I'd say 9.9 times out of 10, you're gonna get a shitty game.
Yeah, you're right. But the thing is, what I like about this is actually a sequel to the movie. It takes place after the movie, so that's why I like it that much more, because actually a movie game.
Tricky, let me ask you a question. Did you go into The Amazing Spider-Man expecting a quality game, or did you just want to buy it because you thought the trophies were easy?
No, I got it because, like Stash and Donnie were saying, it was a solid game, and I figured I'd give it a shot.
Like, if you ever played when the first Spider-Man movie came out with shitty Tobey Maguire,
right?
Don't say that.
Are you implying that there's a shitty and a good Tobey Maguire?
Not really.
That there are two Tobey Maguires walking around.
Nah, they're just
there?
All shitty. Anyway,
you guys don't talk about Tobey.
Anyway, let's not go there with Donnie.
Donnie is always trying to bring back the racism.
I didn't say nothing. Tobey.
If you've ever played like the one that was for that movie, that Spider-Man game, I think it might have been for like the PS2, maybe PS1. It was like the first open world Spider-Man game.
I played that, yeah. You had to collect the comic books.
That was like one of the most fun Spider-Man games I played.
That was horrible. Like,
when that first came out.
What, did you just play it yesterday, Tricky?
No, I didn't just play it yesterday.
That game, I enjoyed that game.
Yeah, I liked the first two.
All right, we're getting very long-winded. We've been recording for a while now. We haven't even gotten to our first topic yet.
Can you guys talk too much?
Ricky, goddamn.
All right. They have announced the Walking Dead retail bundle in which you can get all 5 episodes of The Walking Dead. Not only did they mention that you're going to be able to pick that up for a cool price of $30, which...
What?
Yeah. You
No.
Yes, you can get the standard edition for $30. For what you can get is the exclusive collector's edition, which is only available through pre-order, for the cool price of
$69.99. Ooh.
Inside the collector's edition, you are going to get a disc containing all 5 episodes of the game, The Walking Dead, now I can't say this word, Compendium?
Compendium?
There you go. Which normally retails for $60 alone, and it includes the first 48 episodes, and you're going to get some cover art, and you're also going to get a box for the game. Like I said, this is only available through pre-order. It's extremely limited. And both of these will be hitting the store shelves on December 4th. It's available for the 360 and the PlayStation 3.
Okay, are we getting anything extra for the regular for it being 30?
That's what I don't know.
What the heck, man? Okay, we already got ripped off from what people got the Plus and bought the bundle. And then we're getting ripped off again for the disc hard copy for $30.
I don't know, Donnie.
Listen, Donnie, you should be lucky that you're just getting ripped off a little bit.
Hey, Donnie, take a stand. Don't buy it at all.
Oh, I'm not. Well, I already got ripped off just like the other two cats.
All you got to do, Donnie, is wait until it comes down. Well, it's not going to actually. I was going to say come down in price, but it's a pre-order and it's extremely limited. I mean...
Oh, it ain't coming down in price. It's only going to move up to like maybe like, I'm going to say a smooth G or a few G's once they hit eBay.
All right, look, if you go to eBay to buy something like this, you're crazy anyway.
All right, now let's talk about the biggest event of the year, Extra Life. Everybody here, except for Donnie, who was doing his first person viewer, participated in Extra Life. Let's just go around the room real quick. Alex, I know you said you played. Were you able to meet your goal?
I was actually able to meet my goal. A couple of late donations. One by, of course, Tricky Mick. Thank you, Tricky, for that. A couple of late donations. One by Tricky. One by my coworker who put me over the top. I raised – my goal was $300, $100 more than I did last year, and I raised $307.
That's awesome. Stash, what about you, buddy?
I didn't get any donations, because everyone I know is Poe.
Poe? They can't even afford the R, huh?
Yeah. But I did stream for, like, 12 hours or something, like, twice. So, I mean, I'm sure I made $1 off streaming with my 5 viewers.
Well, here you actually, they're going to leave the donation pages up till mid-December. So if you can still collect any donations, they'll let you do that. You know, just in case you see any of your friends come across that some more money or that R, and it's not that Po.
And with myself, as Alex and Donnie could tell you, I was originally not going to participate in Extra Life this year because I hadn't raised any money, and I really didn't, you know, I didn't feel right, you know, trying to ask people for money. But surprisingly, last minute, last day, actually, I not only met my goal, but I exceeded my goal, and I wound up live streaming for close to 16 to 17 hours of nonstop Darksiders 2.
You said you beat your goal. What was your goal?
$200.
Nice.
I think I raised a total of $242, and there's still 3 people that said they're still going to donate.
Yeah, the one thing that made me really, like, I was really happy about this Extra Life, it didn't look like I was going to meet my goal. I got 4 donations on that Saturday, and it still didn't look like I was going to meet my goal. And then all of a sudden, you know, Tricky comes in, and then one of my coworkers comes in. But the important thing was, even if I didn't beat my goal, I still would have raised, like, $270 for hospital. that would have not had the $270 before. So I think I spoke with Doc about this, and he said I think about a few weeks back it was like 8,000 something players registered, and the total made so far is close to 2 million. I don't know if it's broken 2 million yet, but it was 1.9 million something.
Yeah, I heard
so
that.
So it's close to 2 million, so it's at least 700,000 above what I believe we did last year. So it's just an incredible step for Extra Life, because you know, you always hope that you can break what you did last year, do better than what you did last year, but you wonder, can we do this? Can we continue to get the big sponsors? Can we continue to get people interested in playing and collecting those donations? And it's getting bigger and bigger every year. So kudos to everyone involved, everyone who donated, everyone who played and participated, and of course to Doc, who was inspired to start Extra Life and has taken it beyond what anybody has ever expected.
All right. They didn't say that if every person that's registered just got another $10 donation, they'd be able to break the 2 million mark. So, you know, let your listeners, if you got the money and you want to be kind, go to somebody's Extra Life page. It doesn't matter who, and donate that extra money at $10. I mean, as Alex said, the pages are going to be open until mid-December. You got plenty of time. You know, we were talking another 2 months. Get that money in there. You know, it does nothing but help these kids, and what's better than that?
Yep, exactly. And one of the things I tried to stress to anybody, because I did a lot of promotion on Facebook and Twitter, as, you know, most people probably do, but if everyone you know donated, everyone's friends on Facebook donated $5 each, that'd be so much money. It like $5, like I donated myself $100 to Extra Life, to various children's hospitals, and like if everyone just donated $5 or even $1, you know, what's a dollar? You know, we could do a whole lot of good by just a lot of people donating a little instead of a few people trying to donate like 25 or 50. So I try to set it up and say, hey, donate a little bit and you can still help a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, because we do have a lot of topics to talk about here. Donnie, I know you feel the same way with me, so I feel like me and you were going to say a lot about this. Over the last couple weeks, Sony has been releasing a couple 20 to 30 second trailers, hyping up a new game. It all came to pass, and the final trailer was released. Donnie, if you want, tell us about the little snippets, the 20-second promos, and what they led into.
Well, I only seen one snippet, which had me excited thinking it's going to be... Well, it didn't really have me excited, but...
Well, which one did you see?
I seen the one where the lady just sitting there playing with... I think it's a pistol. No, she's playing with something, but end up grabbing a pistol. And then, but what made her grab it, she seen lightning flash in front of her, in her face. So I was thinking, like, could this be something dealing with by being live action? Like maybe something dealing with Rising, you know, Metal Gear Rising, because they be doing that crappy real life trailer type stuff.
What about Infamous 3?
Yeah, a lot of people said something about Infamous 3, but I wouldn't be excited about Infamous 3, and you know I'm not any more excited about Rising anymore. So anyone could have been, it would have been whack to me.
Yeah, well, but, the first, oh. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to move it along here, Donnie, that's all. They released one trailer including that the lady from the Michael commercial, I'm sure you remember her. She was typing on a keyboard, a typewriter, but it wasn't an actual typewriter, it was in the foreign language, it was the Ratchet and Clank language. Basically, when it was translated, it turned out to be saying, we're sorry to inform you that Copernicus, you know, being Copernicus Quark, you know, was basically, you know, one of those old style military letters trying to inform you that this person has died. She goes outside and Nathan Drake gets out of the truck and walks inside, and that trailer ended. There was a whole bunch of them, and they were all leading up, and of course, they all led to a 2-minute video for PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. And to me, this really upset me that's what it turned out to be, because they were building so much hype for this, and all they did was announce a game that's already been announced. They could have used this so much better and said, you know, this is a new game, whether it be Infamous 3 or whatever. And I don't know if you got, Alex and Stash, I don't know if you saw the videos, but let me get your impressions of this.
I don't know. Like, I never knew these – I never saw these videos in the first place. Like, the little 20-second teasers leading up to the big reveal, I never knew that those existed. I never saw them. So this is all new to me. But in this reveal, I just – you know, you get to the point where Kratos is fighting with Cole and Nathan Drake and Sackboy gets in there. And it just underscores to me what the big issue with this game is that you've got a bunch of Sony mascots, I guess you would say, or characters, you know, famous characters that have been on the PlayStation before, and it just feels like a big jumble of people who don't belong together in a game, in a fighting game, you know? It just feels awkward and weird and unbalanced in some way. It just feels unnatural. Like, most, like, Super Smash Brothers, obviously, like, all the characters, I can see those characters fighting. Like, I think they mesh well together. I think they do a good job of picking characters for that. This game, I think it's the complete opposite. I think it feels weird. And I just, it just doesn't draw that much interest for me.
Well, what bothered me about this video, other than, you know, that was the game that it was revealing, was the fact that they had Nathan Drake and Cole fist fighting, and Cole doesn't fist fight. He beats the shit out of people with, you know, his little wand type thing. I forgot the
shock prod.
Yeah. And then you got a fucking Sackboy throwing out a magical orb. Like, when the hell did Sackboy turn mystical and turn into Merlin and can cast spells and shit?
Yo, listen, Merlin is the shit. Why don't you make fun of Merlin?
I'm not making fun of Merlin. I'm just saying, when the fuck did Sackboy turn into Merlin? I mean, I know Sackboy can wear a Merlin costume and look like him, but that doesn't mean he can be him.
Mm. Well, back to what you said about Cole and Drake. First of all, I told you, they don't need to be in here, period. They're not fighters. They just somebody who can hold their own if something was to break down.
Okay.
I'm not digging this. And what I really didn't like about it was the ending, was that out of nowhere, some dude
that was,
came up. And
that was Michael.
Forget Mike. No hail to Mike anymore.
Jesus, Donnie's
hating on Mike.
I don't like Mike anymore. Cause
Mike is you, Donnie. You are Mike.
No, I'm Donnie. I'm Donnie. He gonna come in here and say, you know, try to help Kratos up by giving him his hand, and he gonna say, you know what? Sorry, my bad. That was my bad. I should have controlled you better. I don't. What?
That was actually kind of funny.
No, that was some bull crap.
That was kind of funny. Like, my bad, bro.
My bad. I should have made you duck. come on. Who needs to control Kratos? They should have had him do that to somebody else. There's no controlling Kratos. You know he's a game, but if it was real life, you don't control Kratos.
All right. Stash, you want to say anything about this?
Well, I mean, like the other guy, I didn't...
Like the other guy.
Like the other guy.
Like Alex.
I'm going to straight up whoop your ass, Stash.
I'm sorry, I just don't know you like that.
you will. You will know my shoe size intimately.
The really? Him there. Him over there.
Anyway, I didn't really read into it. Like, I didn't really... was like, oh, man, there's these videos and blah, blah, blah. And that... I didn't really think that it was, too ridiculous with the two-minute video. But... I mean, to announce a game that already has been announced, and you do like a... I mean, it's probably like an extravagant... It was extravagant, the two-minute trailer. But, like, come on, man. Like, if you're gonna, like, announce, like, Infamous 3, or, like, some crazy shit that no one's seen before, you know, if you're gonna go all out like that, go all out. Don't be like, oh, well... It's like Capcom, like, giving you little, like, pictures and shit of Resident Evil 6... And then be like, oh, shit, here's a trailer. It's going to be Leon having sex with Ada Wong and shit. Like, what the fuck?
That went down if you play 6.
Shit. I feel bad for Leon.
You know what? I kind of feel like they kind of did it like that because of the previous commercial. Well, not, you know the commercial that led up to all the Michael thing. And by them doing all these different characters in that, I think they took that route because PlayStation All-Stars is all those different characters.
Well, they were saying back when the Michael commercial first came out that that was speculation, that that was the start of announcing All-Stars. Everybody back then was saying that that was the commercial that started all the rumors. Oh, PlayStation is making a Battle Royale type game.
Oh, my bad. Well, forget what I just said there. I thought I was sounding smart.
Well, no, I mean, Sony never came out and said, yeah, that's what started it, but that's what started all the rumors. They're saying, you know, the rumors, it was called Fight Club or something back then, or and that Michael commercial is what started the rumors going, hey, they're starting to show all these characters together. Maybe Fight Club is actually a true game.
Who is this chick? And who is she?
What chick?
The chick in the video. Who is she?
She's just a random person. Nobody's actually said who she is. She's just like the keeper of the house. But did you guys hear about IGN's big screw up?
No, I know you're going to tell me.
Apparently, IGN decided to be nice and give away beta codes for PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. The problem is what they actually did was, because the beta was open to Plus members, they were actually giving away code for a free month of PlayStation Plus, and they were giving you a second code to share it with your friend. The problem with what they did was you sign up for an IGN account, put in your email, and then on the same webpage, it gave you the two codes. IGN didn't back up their system and making you verify your email, so people were going in and just typing in a bunch of gibberish, getting two codes, waiting 5 seconds, doing it again, and somebody said they actually got 3 years worth of PlayStation Plus for free from IGN because of their screw up.
I wish I would have known that I'm a Prime member. Shit,
that's the best thing you ever get from Plus.
I myself got a free year. I'm not going to be ashamed to say.
Are you serious?
Yes, I
did. Of course you're not going to be ashamed to say, because you're a champ.
I have a year's worth of codes that I have to redeem.
You better hope you do
you
it soon.
You can throw mine. You can
right
throw
now,
mine.
Can't
one my way.
One of those codes, you're going to be one sad panda.
Well, exactly. You better go in and put it in there before they track down who all get codes.
Well, see, the problem is not the IGN, I mean, nobody did anything wrong in the fact that, you know, IGN just didn't, you know, regulate how they were giving these codes away. I mean, they were advertising a free beta code, but in reality, what they were doing was giving you 1 month plus memberships.
Morally, people know what they was doing.
Oh, absolutely. I knew exactly what the hell I was doing. Like,
Hold on. Let me just say this. I would have done it, and you would have done the same thing, Donnie.
Oh, of course. Y'all know me. You would have done it. But the thing is, people don't. I don't want you going that route where it's technically it's not their fault. Well, morally, if you want to go about it, if you have morals, yeah, it is your fault because you know you're only supposed to get one. Come on now. Well, so you're just stealing now.
What the problem was is that IGN set it up so you can either sign up with either Facebook, Google Plus, or your Twitter account, and you could get, you know, an account that way. But if you didn't want to sign up with those three, they had an option where you could just type in an email address and sign up for an account that way. Now, anybody that knows that when you sign up on websites, they always give you, you know, they always send you an email trying asking you to confirm your email address. Well, IGN didn't do this, so everybody was just going in, seeing that they can get a code without confirming, and just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And they said that IGN, all in all, gave away almost 50 years worth of PlayStation Plus subscriptions.
You know, come next week when we record, IGN just fired S amount of people.
Well, I mean, it's their codes. They can give it away. I mean, they didn't have to regulate how they did it. They could just turn around and say, here's your code.
Yeah, they put to give it to 50 years worth of people, not 50 years worth to one person.
Well, I only got a year. One guy I know got 3 years, he said.
Yeah, he's going to have a blast. if he played downloadable games.
And I'm sorry I didn't tell you guys about this, but I found out last minute and before they shut it down.
Yeah, you want to hog all the plus to yourself.
This has been shut down, so don't try to do this now.
You
can't do this anymore.
Go get the internet police while you're trying to get some.
Well, speaking of the internet police, PlayStation has released a firmware update allowing people to finally see their PlayStation Vita trophies on the PlayStation 3. Have you guys seen this yet?
Oh, man. I don't know what I would do with my life if I couldn't do that.
Does it allow you to see the apps you can view on?
Well, the problem with this is you can... They've made it an option now within your trophies, because not only did they move the icon, it's no longer under the game section of the cross media bar. It is now under the PlayStation
Network.
The PlayStation Network icon. So the problem with that is, people would not be able to find it. But then they set it up an option where you can do your trophies online mode or offline mode. Your offline mode only shows you the PlayStation trophies, your PlayStation 3 trophies. You have to be in online mode to see the Vita trophies. So, Donnie, if I was in offline mode and you tried to search my trophies to see what Vita games I have and I'm in offline mode, you can't see my trophies.
I don't care about your apps anyway.
Oh. One day Donnie's going to buy a Vita and this is all going to change.
No, only way I get me a Vita, man, if I somehow had a job doing security someplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, is that the big talking point from this firmware update?
Well, I mean, we do have to have a moment of silence for Frawls, though.
Why is that?
Because they are removing Frawls' favorite game on the PlayStation 3 with this firmware update also.
What is that?
Life with PlayStation is no longer a part of the PlayStation 3.
I don't really know too much about that, but from my understanding, isn't that to help some kind of cancer or something like that? Or some hospital?
Yes, Donnie, it's to help cancer.
Actually, it was.
No, it's to help cancer research.
Yes.
Research. Well, I said, you guys know what I mean. I told you I didn't know too much about it.
It was a program set up between Sony and Stanford University in which I don't know the details of how it worked. But if you ran Life with PlayStation, Stanford University was able to collect some kind of data to help fund their research and do their research in total. But through all the years, Sony and all the PlayStation 3 owners have concluded and done enough, and they have discontinued the program. So Life of PlayStation is no longer a part of the PlayStation 3.
So Sony is telling me that cancer is cured.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Okay, then you ain't finished then.
Oh.
So, I'm just saying, like, you taking away something that's helping the research.
Donnie, how often have you gone to Life? To PlayStation.life.
I've been to Life. I haven't been .com, but I had hooked up my system to Life. I haven't did it like recently, but I have did it quite a handful of number of times.
Well, see, Donnie, now that your PlayStation doesn't play games, you could have been doing this the whole time.
But it still overheats like crazy, so I'm only gonna be doing it for a short amount of time anyway. But the thing is, I don't understand why they're taking away things that's helping Sony getting too. Still being uppity.
Well, I don't think that Sony did it because they wanted to stop helping. They probably did it because they think, okay, it's been what? I mean, PlayStation.life was one of the first things on the system. It's been there since the beginning. Maybe they just say, we've reached a point where it's just not helping anymore.
Well, no.
That's what I was about to say. They ain't found the cure yet, so going to cut it.
No. It's just because the contract between Stanford University and Sony had expired, and Stanford said they collected enough data that they didn't need Sony's participation anymore.
See, you're trying to make Sony a villain there, Donnie.
Okay, well, Sony is a villain still. They did
what are you
so many
talking
other...
about? You love, see, the, you love the station. So many...
Yes, I do love the station.
You love the space
itself.
Station 3.
I love the station system itself.
You love the substation 3.
Sony are diabolical. Sony is like Luther. Let's Luther.
First of all, if you're going to call Sony diabolical, you got to call every game company diabolical.
But Sony.
They're all out to do the same damn thing, which is make money.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
speaking of making money, Sony has announced that their new PlayStation Store upgrade is delayed in North America. The nice facelift that we were going to see in the store that makes Sony all their money, well, their upgrade has been delayed with no explanation of why or date of the new upgrade.
They didn't get enough data?
I guess not.
Maybe they want to make it extra sexy.
Well, I know that when this came out, I think it was in Australia, they said that they were having a lot of problems, so they probably delayed it to fix all the problems in North America, but they never officially said that.
So wasn't it a beta going on?
No, there was no beta going on for the store.
I thought it was. Like, if you go to the web browser.
Well, no, they said if you go to the internet browser on your PlayStation 3, the new look of that website was what they were rumored to be a preview of what the new store was going to look like. And in a lot of ways, yes, it was. But for some reason, the store wasn't functioning the way they actually said that the new upgrade made the store slower than what it originally was. And a lot of people were having a hard time finding things. So I guess...
So it was the old store. They didn't upgrade shit.
Basically.
They just changed the color of the background.
Yeah,
they just included slightly fewer boxes to the front page.
That's basically what it was. But like I said, Sony has not announced when the upgrade is going to come, or actually why they delayed it. But
It's coming like next Christmas TM soon.
We'll let you know just as soon as we get a new color for the background.
And some more Grand Theft Auto 5 news. Rockstar has confirmed that in the coming month, November, we're going to be getting a whole bunch of details. Other than that, nothing else was announced.
Oh, so. Good. I'm so glad we mentioned this on the show.
So
we're going to pull a Square Enix and we're going to give you a teaser or a countdown for a teaser and not shit else. And you will like it.
Well, speaking of not getting shit else, a Resident Evil 6 update is incoming.
You piece of shit. You meant to do that, didn't you?
You set me up perfectly. I couldn't pass it up.
You set yourself up.
I couldn't pass that up. So while you guys talk about this, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette because I'm going to have plenty of time with the way you guys talk.
No, you got to introduce this. You're the host.
I know.
So once you read all this stuff, then Donnie and I can talk about it for about 2 minutes and then start, you know, revealing all your secrets to the Trophy Wars people while you're away smoking a cigarette.
Okay, well, Capcom apparently has responded to player feedback and is offering a free update to Resident Evil 6. What you can expect is players will be able to adjust the camera to allow a greater field of view, because apparently you guys couldn't see characters beyond the back of your character.
I am having no problem with that.
Yeah, if you just switch the camera, I mean, switch hands like you did in the other Resident Evil game. See, stop having dyslexic people write these things on articles or reviews.
Subtitle options will be improved so that English audio can be combined with subtitles in alternative languages. So apparently you can listen to them speak Japanese while getting English subtitles.
Awesome. I can brush up on my Mandarin.
That's actually... not that bad, though.
I like that idea. Because I played the Dead or Alive games, I always let them speak Japanese or Chinese, whatever they were speaking. I'm not trying to...
The Dead or Alive games, they were all different nationalities, so if they actually had their characters, like, actual native language, it would have been different. Like, I know Bayman was Russian.
And the next thing we have is Ada Wong's campaign will be available from the start rather than forcing the players to complete all the other campaigns first.
Crap.
The update will also add an optional player-controlled co-op partner.
Also bullcrap.
And the last thing to expect is the, quote, no hope difficulty level, which will be added to supplement the existing levels for players looking for an extreme challenge.
Did you also know that this update was already on the disc?
I am not doing that. Like I said, Alex, Donnie, this is your time. I'm going to smoke.
Well, I mean, is there really any much more we can say? We knew the no-hope difficulty was coming. So it's just, you know, we already talked about that.
the other stuff, the last portion of it, the Ada and the No Hope and the other character, co-op player, that was announced for DLC, not an update.
Yeah, well, we're getting it for free, so who cares?
Yeah, we're getting it for free, but yeah. This stuff is like, dude, are you, like I said earlier, is something wrong with your brain or something? You can't see the people that you're shooting? What the heck is you talking about?
Obviously, yes, they are. There's something wrong. I mean, one of the bigger things is that Ada Wong's campaign is going to be unlocked from the beginning, but, I mean, I play them in order anyway. It's not like I'm going Jake, Chris, Leon. I'm going Leon, Chris, Jake. So I probably would have done Ada's last anyway. So it's not really a big deal to me. But, yeah. I mean, overall, I mean, it's a nice little update. Like, I'm having no issues seeing, but the subtitle option is nice. But, you know, it's a nice little update, but it's, you know, nothing that I would say, you know, need a new pair of pants over.
Hey, updated to where we can get back the upgraded each weapon. You know, that's what I would like.
You know what, Donnie? That's not going to happen, so you need to hold your horses.
But, yeah, this is like, this is not big news. I'm still on the fact that what you can't see the people you're shooting. Not only does you have a scope, if you're looking through a scope, they have lasers on them. I'm like, what the hell?
I just want the what are you buying guy back, honestly.
Yeah, would he last appear in Resident Evil 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the what guy? I didn't catch that.
The guy with the coat? He's like, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, I think.
Where you could upgrade your guns.
Oh, okay. No, I think like Tom, okay, the chief, the village chief or something like that.
Nah, he was like, what are you buying every time?
Oh, the merc.
Yeah, the merc. Yeah, yeah. The greatest person ever in those games.
What did you call him? The lion guy?
No, I didn't call him the lion guy. I said the guy that you up. I call him the what are you buying guy.
Oh. You're like, I like that better than a merc, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly. That's
the only thing he said, so like.
No, he also said, oh, I buy that at a high price.
Yeah, he's looking crazy shit, too, but I don't remember all that.
I buy that for a dollar.
All I know is he used to sell shit and used to upgrade your weapons, and it was fun as hell. Can you upgrade in Resident Evil 5? I don't remember. It's been so long since I played it.
Yeah. No, Resident Evil 5, yeah. You can.
You can. I didn't play 6, but I know that 4, honestly, was my pride and joy, that game.
And was the Merc in... No, the Merc wasn't in 5.
No, the Merc wasn't in 5. You just, like, upgraded your shit, I think,
at a sub-menu.
Like, the one thing I will say, though, is for the new one, when I did play the demo, I kind of just felt like, I don't want to buy this game.
Dude,
because, like,
let's move on.
I'm just all saying, right, well, I
Stash,
played
Resident Evil. What made you not want to buy the game?
I just didn't, like, I don't know, like, sometimes you've ever been in, like, situations in your life where just shit just doesn't feel right? That was one of those, when I played that demo, it's like, this don't feel right.
That's funny. I don't see what the thing, if people like 5, if you like 5.
I mean, I didn't, like I enjoyed 5, I didn't really like it. Like, if, alright, Resident Evil 4, I played on 2 different systems, okay? That's how much I liked the game. I played it on 2 different systems.
What, you know? PlayStation and PlayStation 3?
No, I played it on the GameCube and PlayStation 2. Okay? So, like, that's how good of a game I thought it was. That, like, you could literally make me play a game on 2 different systems and enjoy it. I mean, yeah, I think that the PlayStation one, I think, had, like, graphical updates or something. Or something along that nature. But
that
it was
in separate ways.
Yeah, that's right. The separate ways thing. Like, so they did come out with added content. But, like, I just don't feel that way. Like, I thought 5 was eh. Like, I enjoyed playing it. I thought the multiplayer was kind of useless. Like, I thought, like, the Mercenaries was kind of old considering they did it, like, 2 games in a row.
Let me say this. I enjoyed the shit out of Resident Evil 5. I love the campaign. I played it over and over again. Like, I've got so many upgraded infinite weapons. Fuck Mercenaries. Fuck that game.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's the one thing I actually did enjoy about, like, both games. Like, Mercenaries was, I thought Mercenaries in 4 was really good, because you had to play as Wesker. You know, like, who doesn't want to play as Wesker?
Yeah, cool, true. I was hoping they were bringing Krauser into this, like an add-on character.
No, you could play Krausers and Mercenaries.
Well, in Mercenaries, but in 5. Yeah,
you could play, like, storyline where you actually played Krauser.
Yeah, that would have been, like, he would have been such a cool character to play with.
Do you think they brought some horror aspects back to 6?
No. I can tell you right now, they tried. They tried to bring it back.
Because I think that their scarcity of ammo, because I run out of ammo all the time, and then, which is kind of annoying, but then they do some good things with the lighting effects during Leon's campaign, like when you see lightning flash through the windows in a dark room. And then there's also some, like, I think it's Chris's campaign, where you've got – like the crab walker things that look like, what's her name from The Exorcist? The little girl from The Exorcist who gets Linda Blair when she's crab walking down the stairs backwards, and you're in those tight little hallways, and it's hard as hell to shoot those things. I think that there are some survival horror aspects to this game.
Well, survival horror by you saying that the title Resident Evil, known for survival horror, yeah, but it's like they seem like. They tried to bring the horror back, but didn't quite do it the way 1 and 2 was.
What, are 1 and 2 scary because you were younger when you played them? Do you think they'd be as scary now?
Well, it wouldn't be. If they came out with 1 and 2 now, I would say no, because they would have Dead Space to compete with. And by right now, nothing is topping Dead Space when it comes to the horror, in my opinion. But back then, I would say, I didn't know, I was playing video games just for the enjoyment of me having a game console in my hand, but at the same time, I think I understood enough about horror and video games, and I would say, yeah, I think horror was there in Resident Evil 1 and 2. Now, before we move on, cause this has been bugging me, because I've been watching a lot of the Black Ops commercials been popping up, and I want to know, is that Candyman in the game?
Candyman,
the guy
who plays Candyman.
Yes, is that him?
Oh, I thought you were like, yo, actual Candy. I'm like, yo, I did not see any guys with like bees going on his face.
No, the guy who plays Candyman, is that the guy that's in the Black Ops 2 game?
I don't know. I haven't seen
his name. Is
you guys haven't seen any of the Black Ops 2 commercials?
No, I haven't.
Point never to pay attention.
Are you trying to, like, is he in the game or is he like the announcer?
No, I think he's in the game. I think he might be like the commander or in chief and the man in charge or something. And he looks just like the guy who plays Candyman.
All right, so we'll have to ask our listeners to write us in and let Donnie know.
Yeah, please, listeners, let me know.
All right, now. The last topic we have is Assassin's Creed 3. Are you guys excited about this game?
No.
Yeah, I'm excited to put me down some George Washington for what he did to me and my people.
What about you, Stash?
How about me?
Yeah, you excited about Assassin's Creed 3?
Oh, I'm really excited. I'm super excited. Maybe not about the whole slavery thing, but I'm excited about everything else.
Okay, well, apparently a lot of people are excited about Assassin's Creed 3 because the pre-orders has broken the Ubisoft record for pre-orders by almost doubling the amount of pre-orders, which was for Revelations. Also announced with Assassin's Creed 3 was the Benedict Arnold missions are going to be a PS3 exclusive. Now, I know we've done conversations in the past before about exclusives to a game, whether it be a PS3 or Xbox 360. I don't really know how I feel about this, other than the fact of saying, yeah, PlayStation 3 is getting Benedict Arnold missions exclusive to the PS3.
Well, I mean, this has been, you know, Microsoft in the past obviously has gotten exclusive DLC to games. They've gotten timed exclusive DLC to games. Assassin's Creed has particularly been one of those series where you get exclusive content on the PlayStation 3. I think it's been that way ever since Assassin's Creed 2. So this isn't the first Assassin's Creed game where we've got exclusive content for the PlayStation 3. And you know, once again, it's, you know, it's a business. You want to – you would wish that everyone who has a system could play that game to its fullest. Unfortunately, you know, companies are going to try to one-up each other and make sure that their system has as much content as possible to entice people to purchase. So that's why we have this. And, it, you know, it sucks for anyone who doesn't have a PlayStation 3, but it's just the way the industry works.
All right. Donnie and Stash, you want to add anything to this?
Honestly, pretty much like what he said, that you can always expect Ubisoft to give PlayStation, like, most of the time, the, like, exclusive stuff. Because even for the other Assassin's Creed games, you always got exclusive stuff on the PlayStation. But I think, more or less, I think having an exclusive on the PlayStation is, I don't want to say it's, like, slightly better, but, like, personally for me, I've always bought Assassin's Creed on PlayStation. So, like, I always got the exclusives anyway. And also, funny note, too, every Batman game, like Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, yeah, always had the exclusive on PlayStation 2.
Arkham Asylum, I think, got the exclusivity of the Joker, didn't it?
Yeah, the Joker. Arkham Asylum, the Joker.
And then I think Arkham City, wasn't it you got the, you got something.
Was it Catwoman?
Yeah, I think it was it Catwoman. I think it was.
No, Catwoman was you bought it new.
Yeah, Catwoman was you bought it new. I think it was something else that you got. Or, like, you got something early if you bought it on PlayStation.
Maybe it was, like, exclusive maps for the, you know, the challenge missions.
Or, no, I think it was a skin. I think it was a skin.
Yeah, the old Batman skin.
Yeah, but still, like, obviously, you know, Assassin's Creed also, you know, other than the exclusive PS3 stuff, they're also, you know, they're coming out with the DLC, too.
Well, they also have the, you know, I don't want to say exclusive, you know, exclusive, but they also got the ability to link it with Liberation for the Vita.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing that was kind of, that's probably one of the other reasons why Assassin's Creed has that exclusive, too, because, like, there is a quote-unquote secret exclusive for PlayStation as well. It's not just that. There's also something because of Liberation, too.
Right.
That, like, they did announce something. I think it was either E3 or PAX. I think it was E3 that they announced something with Liberation as well. But, honestly, that being said, you know, that's the Xbox isn't going to come out with a handheld, so they're not going to get something from, you know, obviously Liberation's Vita only. But actually, I know. I remember the one thing for Liberation was that you got to play as the chick.
Well, the chick is the whole story.
No. You got to play as the chick in the multiplayer of 3.
Oh, did you?
For PlayStation.
I gotcha.
So, you know, that was one of the things. I think there was, like, some other her weapons, I think you got as well. That was what was announced at E3. So there might be something a little extra going on there as well. But yeah, like, as we all said, you know, the Liberation plus, you know, Sony usually gets the exclusives. I honestly wouldn't get this for the Xbox. Like, even though I own both, like, for as much as I can remember, if you got two on the Xbox, it was two discs.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, well, no one on this show would really know, but I'm pretty sure it was. So that's the other thing, too. Like, the multiple disc thing always bothers me.
They still do that?
Yeah, they do, because they're still running with DVDs.
Okay, well, in the interest of time, I'm sorry, Stash, I'm going to cut you off.
Anyway, yeah, Liberation, Assassin's Creed 3, definitely want it.
I pre-ordered Liberation, but I haven't pre-ordered 3 yet, and I don't know why.
I'm telling you, dude, you should probably put that $5 down, because the Benedict Arnold missions, if you've actually watched the trailer for them...
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, you
I just will. I just haven't... I'll put my pre-order in tonight. I'll actually just buy it off of Amazon. We're going to bring back an old favorite of the show, our trophies and tips section.
Titty!
I just like when Donnie says that. Alex may have Amazon, but I got titties. I'm going to give a quick...
Yeah, you do.
Wait, that did come out wrong.
No, well, you're the one that started, dumbass. Right.
My trophy tip is in Spider-Man, there are 700 comic books that you have to collect.
I already gave that tip.
Oh, what tip did you give? Because you don't know what I'm about to say.
How to collect all 850,000.
How do you do it, Donnie?
By swinging up to them and touching them?
Okay, my tip is once you get to Chapter 5 in the game, you are basically running around Manhattan in the dark. And while you can go back after you beat the game and play, you know, any time of day that you want, I have found that when it is dark outside, because all the comic books are lit up with a yellow glow, they're a lot easier to be seen. And all you have to do is collect 500 of them, and then the other 200 are
scattered throughout the map.
Yeah, they're scattered on the map, but it actually shows on your radar as a yellow blip, so you can actually find them. But if you're having trouble finding that first 500, I would say wait until either Chapter 5 or after you beat the game, in which you can play at night, and seeing all the comic books out in the open is a hell of a lot easier. So that is my trophy tip of the week. Was that
good one.
Was that your tip, Donnie?
Yeah, you just worded it different.
Oh, okay.
You worded it like a white boy.
Funny thing there.
Funny thing, because he's white.
All right, so we're going to go into our question that Alex has brought into tradition with on the Trophy Horse podcast. I came up with the question today. My question is, a certain website did an article about games being sent to die on Black Ops 2 launch day. Now, the seven games that they were talking about were seven games that I never even heard of, so definitely they were being sent out to die. But my question to you guys this week and to the listeners is, how do you feel about games coming out on a big launch day a la Assassin's Creed 3 or a Metal Gear or a Black Ops or any Call of Duty? How do you feel about games being sent out on the same day? Do you think companies really think they can compete with the big names, or, you know, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't know. Like, a lot, you see a lot of companies move games out of the holiday quarter because games like Black Ops come in to or in the holiday quarter. They don't want their sales hurt by a bigger game, because obviously there's a lot of people who are going to buy Black Ops. They're going to be playing Black Ops for a long time, so they actually shift their release date sometimes until the next year. Next fiscal calendar, maybe, whatever. I mean, well, one of the big things about the games industry now is that the middle is falling out, where you have a lot of really big, huge, top-tier AAA games, and they're taking up a lot – they're sucking up a lot of the money, and then you have a lot of middle-tier games that, you know, I guess maybe you consider as an example Enslaved. I guess I would consider Enslaved one of those, where they're not getting nearly enough sales – to justify, or I don't want to say justify being made, but they're just not getting enough sales for the company. And it's because there's a lot of people focusing on those few top two games. People are buying fewer games, and they're going to buy those big, big name, big hype games. And a lot of the middle tier games are just getting, you know, losing out on a lot of cash because they're, you know, because of some of those other games. So I think that a lot of, you know, companies actually obviously have to do their research, and if you release a game on Black Ops on a day when, say, Black Ops is going to be released, or like when there are two other big games, you've got to be prepared to be buried somewhat, because all the attention is going to be focused on them. So I don't necessarily think it's smart to do that. Well, but
well, I mean, the reason that this, you know, this article was brought up was because they pointed out that with Assassin's Creed 3 coming out on the 30th, they're also releasing the Liberation on the same exact day. And the person made the comment that maybe Liberations should have came out a week or 2 weeks before Assassin's Creed 3, instead of them coming out with two games that are basically competing with themselves for sales.
But see, the only reason why I think that they don't care is because, well, one, most people who have a PS3 have a Vita. Or, I'm sorry, that came out wrong.
Most people that have a Vita
have a PS3.
Right.
So, I mean, like, no one's just going to buy the Vita, because you can't, like, I mean, unless you're only in it for handhelds, like you have like a 3DS and a Vita at the same time, like, you know, there's really no point. And the thing is too, is like they coincide and help each other as games. Like there's exclusive content for both of them to have both. That's the one reason why they did it like that. I mean, yes, you could say, well, if the game came out 2 weeks before that, yeah. But think about it this way. If that game came out 2 weeks before Assassin's Creed 3, would you really be so hyped up for Assassin's Creed 3 if you already played something somewhat similar?
But on the same token, let me just play devil's advocate to you for a second. If you, let's say you own a Vita and you go to GameStop on the 30th and you see Liberation sitting there and you see 3 sitting there, which one are you going to pick up if you only have money for one of them? You're going to pick up 3.
If you only
have
money for one, you're going to pick up 3, sure.
Right. So, did I say that word right?
No.
In essence, you're competing with yourself for sales, where if you were to release one, either delay 1-2 weeks or release 1-2 weeks prior, I think you could build up a little bit more hype for the game.
I understand where you're coming from, but then again, if you bought a PS Vita, you probably aren't too strapped for cash. Just throwing that out there.
Or you just don't know anything about money management.
Yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, I think what they're trying to say is correct. It's an opinion of person to person. But, I mean, if I was going to get one, I'd probably get the other. But as you were saying, too, about other games that get overshadowed, think about it this way. Do you know what other games are coming out the same day as Assassin's Creed and Need for Speed? Well, actually, Need for Speed.
Need for Speed's coming out the same day.
Yeah, Need for Speed's coming out the same night. You don't hear anyone talking about Need for Speed. And you know what? It's going to be an awesome game because it's from the people who made Hot Pursuit.
Also the people that made Burnout Paradise.
Yeah. Like, it's Criterion.
Right.
They were the good...
That proves my point, though. It's like, now you have a game that's coming out, a good game, and it's being overshadowed because everybody's talking about Assassin's Creed 3. All right, Donnie, you've been very quiet about this. How do you feel about all this?
What the heck happened to Christina Aguilera?
Oh, she's fat now.
That's what you come back with this whole conversation?
Yeah, like, we're talking about... Need for Speed.
Donnie's gotten bored.
Donnie's
gotten bored, and he's gone to TMZ or Yahoo Entertainment News, and he's just spacing the fuck out.
No, in the midst of our y'all talking, I went to Google, and I just remember they were talking about Christina Aguilera, you know, being the spokesperson for this plus size modeling agency.
Yeah,
now
over $5 million.
Yeah, and I was like, Christina Aguilera? She gained that much weight? And then now I'm Googling her. I'm like, what?
How do you feel about all this?
I kind of feel like a mixture of what you guys are talking about. Yeah, I kind of feel like the games, two popular games coming out at the same time, shouldn't do that. If I was to come out with a game, like, say Metal Gear 5, and it comes out the same time as a Call of Duty. I personally don't care for Call of Duty. I think it sucks, but you know how...
I love how Donnie tried to ease into that. Like, I don't care for Call of Duty. It fucking sucks. Bullshit.
Gotta throw it out.
God.
But I know how many people love Call of Duty and what the sale numbers of Call of Duty is going to be on my Metal Gear. So I would not want to risk that coming out the same day or even the same month. I don't even want to put in the same month as that Call of Duty game coming out. Let them go in and make their sales. Once they get tied up within the month or two, you know, then I'll ease my game on out there. So I won't have to deal with that competition.
Right.
Get it?
All right. Donnie?
Yes.
I have to ask you a question, but something tells me that Alex already knows this answer every single time his phone rings now.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any sponsors? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you're going to be if you're going to be shopping on Amazon, please stop by provengamer.com first. Click on the Amazon link and do your continuous shopping. It doesn't take any extra money out of you and does help the site out tremendously. Provengamer.com is looking for writers. if you're interested in writing for the site or doing anything for the site. We are always looking for people. Definitely need some image artists because, you know, we need somebody who plays Donnie. Nothing but love for you, Donnie, though.
Need to give me some competition. Yep. Please give me some competition.
Well, competition does breed better results. That has been proven. So stop by provengamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and we will definitely get back to you. If you're interested in listening to our other podcasts, you can listen to them on iTunes and also on Stitcher. Those other podcasts are The DC Woe Show and PG Spoilers, which I'm sad to announce that the last PG Spoilers we recorded was on The Dark Knight Rises, and it will not be getting released due to audio issues with it.
Damn, we sat there and recorded that for like 4 hours.
Yes.
Are you serious? And I hope it ain't because of my one little outburst.
No.
First of all, Donnie, when you say one little outburst, you really mean it, because you got like about 10 words in edgewise that entire 4 hours.
So unfortunately, that will not be released. I apologize. If you want to contact us, you can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gaming. You can contact the show at Trophy Whores. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. You can contact Stash at RC Stash. And you can contact Donnie at Young Twist. That's YUNTWIS. Somebody asked me to spell that out because they couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, I was wondering, is that the first time you ever spelled it out? Because, you know, Young Twist isn't something you see every day.
No, because that's because Tricky pronouncing it the right way. You know, you're not supposed to say the whole word like white people do.
Well, Donnie, how am I supposed to say it then?
If he wasn't saying the entire word, he'd either say Young Twist or Untwist.
No, you pronounce, when you say it, well, when y'all say it.
Y'all. What do you mean y'all?
Y'all put the G at the end of Young, and y'all put the T at the end of Twist.
I say Young Twist. I don't say Young Twist.
Yeah, I do.
No, we don't. This is also the person that kept thinking, what was I saying? Oh, L.A. Noir.
You were saying L.A. Lenore.
I was not.
That's what you was. Please, I ain't even going to say it no more.
Lenore, what are you getting mixed up with the Raven?
Hey, if you are on Facebook, please search for Proven Gamer and click that like button. It's facebook.com/Proven Gamer. If you are a member, if you're on Steam, please search for the Proven Gamer Steam group that is currently headed up by me. Please, somebody take that from me. I do not play Steam, and I really want that group to.
I am really not going to help you.
Yeah, I think no one's going to take that responsibility off. You might just want to nuke that account.
Well, I already mentioned I will not be the PC guy. I mentioned this before.
Nuke.
If while you are searching the internet, go by YouTube. Search Official Proven Gamer. We've had a Dishonored video review done by our newest staff member, Caitlin. I think she did an awesome job, and she also just made another video, which should be up by the time this show is posted. In case it's not, I'm not going to mention what game it is, but I have to say it's a very entertaining review. While you are also cruising the net and you're listening to iTunes, please stop by, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars. It's greatly appreciated, and leave a comment telling Donnie how bad of a job he's doing with all these edits.
Donnie, you're doing an amazing job.
Fucking ace.
I don't feel like record editing this one. I know that.
Donnie, I love you. You know that.
Stop lying. You know you love him like, you know, like you don't pay him nothing.
Like, I love him like a fat, fat kid loves cake.
No, you love him like he's your indentured servant. Stop lying.
Oh, God.
All right.
Stash is never allowed on again.
Donnie, do we have a phone number?
Yes, we do. And that phone number is going to be 330-PROVEN9.
I love how Donnie said the words really slow so he could find the number and then go really fast when he found the number.
It's like it is 1-8-0-0. zero proven.
All right, Donnie, what's the actual number?
330-776-8369.
Now, Donnie, I heard that you recently called the wrong number.
Yes, and I'm not ashamed to admit I did it on purpose.
Yeah, does LaCure know about this?
Did you happen to record that conversation?
1095 after the first minute. I ain't paying this shit for phone sex. Yeah.
They recorded it for security purposes.
Oh, well, I'm happy to say I have a copy of that recording. And I will be plugging that into a show eventually.
Eventually.
How about this one?
You're going to use it as bait.
Also, if you do not feel like calling the number, or if you're one of our international listeners and you want to leave us a voicemail, just stop by Proven Gamer. On the right side of the page, you will see leave us a voicemail. You can do that straight from your computer. You do not need a phone if that makes it easier for you to get a hold of us. That is not just a Trophy Whores exclusive voicemail. That is for every show, every writer, every listener, every whatever you want. Leave it on there. Tell us where you want it to go, and I will make sure that it gets to that appropriate person.
No, I was getting tatted down on the wrong number on purpose.
So, if there is nothing else, until next week, happy...
Aren't we going to do shout-outs?
Fuck, I always forget the fucking shout-out. I get right by it every week.
Dude, you know what, man? You know what? You are unfit to host.
Let's do our shout-outs, guys. Let's start with you, Stash.
Shout-out to, obviously, Proven Gamer. Thank you very much for letting me on Trophy Whores, and also having our podcast, the DCUO Show, on the website, obviously. Shout out to, obviously, all of my co-hosts on the DCUO Show, Tychondrius and Mr. Philosophy. Shout out to...
Obviously.
Shout out to Meps from SOE, because I know you're not listening, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Did Meps get you your assless chaps yet?
No, I didn't get my fucking chaps, bro. I'm chapped. I'm chapped. I didn't get the chaps.
If you guys don't know the assless chap story, go listen to the DCUO Show. It is mentioned several times.
I'm not sure I want to hear the assless chap story.
I think it's 35 we had them on.
That was a great episode.
Y'all had them on physically?
Donnie, you don't even ask that question. Just listen to the episode. Anybody else you want to shout out, Stash?
Obviously.
No, I'm good. I am perfectly happy with my shout outs.
Obviously.
You know what, Donnie? Now I'm not fucking happy. Shout out to I can't be that racist. I was gonna do it, but I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm
done. Donnie, your shout outs, buddy.
Shout out to RC for being just as racist, probably racist, more racist than Tricky.
I gotta cut you off right there. Did you just thuganize his name by not even saying Stash? You had to shorten it by just saying RC?
Duh, that's street cred.
You know what the funny part is? That's actually, like, the official part of the name, too. The other part's actually the only made-up part.
All right, Donnie, I'm sorry I interrupted your shout-outs. Go ahead, buddy.
Shout-out to RC. You know, he cool with me, because he's a minority, too. And, You guys, Alex, Tricky, you know, I love doing the show. All the listeners, continue to listen because, like I said, I love to entertain you people. And by you people...
I was going to say, what do you mean, you people?
By you people, I mean the entire population of Earth who listens.
All right. And Alex, your shout-outs, buddy.
All right, well, first off, I want to give a shout-out to my co-host, Tricky and Donnie. Aww. And, of course, give a shout-out to Stash for pretty much banning himself from the show with all his comments.
Also, that's also street cred, too. Stash, street cred.
The only man to ever be banned from Trophy Whores and not be able to come back.
I Yield to No One was also banned.
No, he was on a couple weeks ago. I unbanned him.
I'm the only one. I'm like Wesley Snipes and Demolition Man.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be able to reban Yield very soon, so.
Also, I just want to give a shout out. We talked about Extra Life earlier, but I do want to give a shout out to, first of all, everyone who participated, spread the word, or donated. Extra Life 2012 was a huge success, and without all of you, it would never have happened. I want to give a shout out, of course, again to Doc, who started everything, was inspired by a young girl named Tori and her family, and that's why we have Extra Life now. And of course, everyone who donated to me, Amanda, who one of my good friends, and she's also a co-host on Life.exe. Thank you, Amanda. One of my buddies, Daniel Rhea, he is a Scruffy Squirrel on Twitter. You probably know him because he is awesome, one of the nicest guys ever. Thank you, Daniel. Hey,
Donnie's laughing at his name.
We're getting.
Dude, I thought he said his name was Diarrhea. I'm sorry.
I want to give a shout out to my grandfather, my brother, who also donated. A shout out to my buddy Matt and my coworker Jill, and then of course to Tricky, who donated at the 11th hour. Which, you know, it's I really appreciate it because I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting a donation, so thank you, Tricky.
I didn't tell you I did it.
Yeah, and of course shout outs to my buddies over at Would You Kindly, where you can find my writing, as well as the Floors Lava podcast, Crash, Pseudo, aka Justin, and then Klaus. And then also shout out to Candace, who helped drag me through the final hour of Extra Life 2012. I don't know, without her, I don't know if I would have made it. So thank you, Candace, for doing Extra Life 2012 with me.
Do you have any audio of your writings?
Audio of my writings? No, but I told you I'd draw you crayon pictures if you ever wanted them, Donnie.
And I want to give a shout out to Hayfling. Thank you again for filling in for Alex last week. I want to give a shout out to @TheVetX on Twitter, who sent in Donnie a message saying, I was listening to the podcast and yo boy with the messed up PS3, tell him go into safe mode and rebuild database. So, Donnie, I'm passing that message on to you.
I couldn't understand that because it had duh in the
That's exactly what it says. So, shout out to the Vet X on Twitter. Go shout him out and harass him. Tell him that Tricky sent you. Want to also give a shout out to MN Rain. Thank you. You were awesome, dude. And you asked for a shout out on Twitter, so I am giving you a shout out.
At this point, I don't think he really needs to ask for a shout out. We should give them to him every week.
And to he who shall not be named, I will not be yielding to you this week. So until next week, happy
episode 100.
Oh, damn it, motherfucker! All right,
Jake, you got to keep that in the show.
I'm doing that every day in a show.
All right, so yes, I keep fucking up and. This is episode 91. We are now officially 8 episodes away from episode 100. This is a milestone in the podcasting community. We want to do it big. We want to do it huge. We are looking for ideas of what to do for the show. Some ideas.
Christina Aguilera is going to be on.
There have been some ideas thrown around. Please write into the show and let us know what to do. Send us an email. I mean, I know we don't say it on the show much, but it is trophyhorrors@provinggamer.com. Let us know what you want us to do. If you are a listener and you've been on the show before, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you guys want to do. We want to make the show big and, you know, beautiful for you guys. Okay, can I close out the show now? Did I forget anything else?
No, you're good.
You're good.
If there's nothing else, happy trophy hunting.
Later.
Christina Aguilera is pretty thick back there, though.
Oh, no, she got a big old booty now.
Yeah, I got to go put some life into this sister.
So go
laptop.
So go walk some in, put some life into your system. I'll be right back.
Aw, dang.
Well, it's the end of the show. I'm at the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puffy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squirrel.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a down on Simone. And I'm a letting people know. Y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.